Today, House Democrats submitted a bill to suspend the debt ceiling, the limit on how much the government is allowed to borrow, for 1 year and to fund the government until December. They'd hoped to have a bipartisan agreement on raising the spending limit, but there are just 9 days left for Congress to do that. If there's no resolution by the end of this month, it could lead to a government shutdown. And Senate Minority Leader, the Republican Mitch McConnell, has made it plain. He says Democrats are on their own, having put forth that 10-year, $3.5 trillion spending plan. Okay, is your head spinning? Let's bring in Robin Farzad. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure to give us a little explainer here. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay, except, you know, a government shutdown, no good. So first, the debt ceiling. It's a regular political football. What is it? And how did we this time get to this point where we're once again hearing this Chicken Little, but it may not be Chicken Little, may be real. You know, the sky is falling, the debt ceiling, we're going to be in trouble.
I just think that playing chicken with the debt ceiling has become a regular political problem. It's become fair game in our ultra-partisan times. Otherwise, Robin, going back to 1960, Capitol Hill has raised it 78 times and 49 times under GOP presidents. The federal debt limit simply allows the U.S. to continue financing existing obligations. I mean, cutting checks for everything from Social Security and Medicare to military pay and tax refunds. It's been changed almost 100 times since the end of World War II.
Well, but this is what Democrats are saying. We've always worked together to keep the government running. But Republicans are saying this time around, you have this huge spending plan, so you're on your own. But the seeds for the debt that we are seeing right now, they were, you know, planted over years, including under former President Trump's tax cut.
Yeah, I mean, you have to separate the tactical game of spend now, blame later versus just kind of fiscal ledger domain. The GOP here under McConnell is arguing they want no part in fiscal profligacy. If you, as the barely Senate majority, the Democrats, use the reconciliation loophole to push through massive spending, emergency or not, pandemic or otherwise, then the thinking goes you should truly own this spree by similarly upping the debt limit purely on party lines. Of course, everyone, as you mentioned, blue or red, wants to own popular programs like Social Security and Medicare and even emergency pandemic stimulus, credit for that, until the political tab comes due. In this case, a contentious midterm election, Robin, is a year away, and you can just imagine the appeal of running against supposed runaway fiscal irresponsibility. I mean, one-party tyranny through loophole. I'm just gaming out the tactic and messaging. Democrats, for their part, insist that everyone is benefiting from the spending. I mean, so everyone should own it through a normal bipartisan extension of the debt ceiling.
Right. And we should, to elaborate on that, the Democrats are saying this kind of spending that we're talking about will make money for the country. It'll be jobs, you know, people doing infrastructure or, you know, providing health care. So we're adding to the economy with our spending. That's their claim. While they're also accusing the Republicans of not adding much to the economy with a tax cut that was largely for the very rich. So they're going back and forth with that debate. But meanwhile, you know, Americans are, you know, maybe right to wonder, oh, really? I mean, this isn't going to happen. The government really doesn't run out of money. But we understand that the Treasury already is. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned in a Wall Street Journal op-ed that if the debt ceiling isn't raised or suspended before October, the government will run out of money. Really? I mean, can that really happen?
Well, for starters, U.S. credibility, it atrophies every time this happens. And more immediately, if you want to get down to brass tacks, people vying for a mortgage in a very difficult housing market, they could get priced out. Checks are going to be delayed. If you're on Social Security, you could be check to check to pay expenses, to buy groceries. What about all the private contractors, the building janitors and security people in emptied federal buildings? There's no shortage of instant pain, however, quote, collateral it's considered by lawmakers.
Yeah. In other words, yeah, you can just print money, but there are laws here, and that's what we're dealing with, what those laws require. Is there also fear about the markets?
I think they've become quite inured to the ritual, actually. You think about it, Robin. We had our credit downgraded in 2011. It was so unthinkable. It felt so shocking and taboo at the time. But markets have really rallied over 10 years, and U.S. debt remains the world's redoubt of safety. Our debt outstanding has skyrocketed since that debt downgrade. But there's clearly a cry wolf element to this. And if the U.S. debt, which, you know, is the world's go-to benchmark for more than a century, if it's suddenly looked at as risky, if we're suddenly looked at as not being good for what we promised, every asset across the planet is going to feel it.
We've got about a half a minute here. What's your bet on what's going to happen?
I think they take it to hour 11 and a half or like 11:57 p.m. Mm. Are you going to see global markets crash or D.C. and various federal buildings across the land brace for another furlough? Who then takes the bulk of the blame? Who blinks first? Sadly, it's about the politics, not the policy.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
My pleasure.